Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com.
The Xfinity Black Friday sales event is happening now on Xfinity Mobile. Now new and existing customers can get our best wireless deal of the year. Ask how to save up to $1,000 on select phones with trade-ins for a limited time. Plus get 5G coverage on the most reliable network at no extra cost. With all these savings, you can go all out on gifts for the family, like that new gaming console for the kids, a new phone for your chatty aunt, and noise-canceling headphones so dad can tune it all out. Don't miss your chance to ask how to save up to $1,000 with our best wireless deal of the year during the Xfinity Black Friday sales event. Sale ends December 6th, so mark your calendars and get this deal before it's gone. Don't wait. Ask now for our best wireless deal of the year, just in time for the holidays. So go to XfinityMobile.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit the store for details today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity internet required. Savings requires eligible phone purchase and trade-in. Actual savings vary. Most reliable based on Root Metrics U.S. report. Results vary, not an endorsement.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Staring into space, when I caught you noticing me noticing your face. Hey, what if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight, and I promise you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It makes no sense to go into a liquor store and spend twice as much money on another bottle. Not when New Amsterdam's sitting right there, full of quality and very affordable. It's so great that it is now the official vodka brand in Delta Sky Clubs all over this country. I've drank it in a bunch of them. I'll continue to do so. Next time you're in a restaurant or a bar or a liquor store, you please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. They make flavored vodkas too. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, understand they make a gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label on it. If you don't see it in your favorite liquor store, ask them to get it for you. They can. Again, next time you're in a restaurant bar, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
Need your advice on something.
Okay.
Earlier today, I order delivery food. It's a very easy and convenient thing to do here in New York City, especially when you're busy and especially when it's freezing cold outside. So I order, there's this little place that I like, and they have, it bills itself as a healthy option. And, you know,
what's it called?
It's called Loca Nut. Loca Nut.
They start
Loca Nut, L-O-C-A-N-U-T. And they started as just delivery. That's all it was. They had a kitchen somewhere, and you could order online, and then they would deliver the food. I don't even know how I found it. But they now have an actual store not far from where I stay. So, for instance, today, here's what I got. Spasta bowl and meatballs.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but sounds, the meatballs part sounds good.
I love meatballs, I tell you that. So it's a healthy bowl of protein.
It's got grains and stuff like that, and then a meatballs.
Yeah, right. So they you know, it's a little pricey, but whatever. I'm not paying for it. So
right.
I order this. I put in my order around noon, and they say on the little thing, do you want this delivered now or do you want it later? And I said, you know what? I'm not that hungry now, but I know I'll be that hungry later, so I'll just order it for later. So I clicked the later button, and I said, I want you to deliver this at 1:30. And so, doom, credit card in, we're all good. Your order will be prepared. We'll see you at 1:30. I said, that's great. And so I said, okay, now I can, because I was up late last night and then got up early this morning because I can't sleep. But I knew I needed about a good hour nap. We've talked about the importance of naps before. If I'm going to get through this day, because like we've got a game tipping off tonight at 1 a.m. in studio. We got a game. It tips at 1 a.m. I won't be off work till 2:30 in the morning. After working until 4 o'clock in the morning last night,
I said
I'm gonna need at least an hour here, so this will be good. It's about 12:15 right now. I'll lay down for about an hour. I'll get up at 1:15. My food will be here. I'll eat it. I'll get on with my day. I laid down, and 20 minutes later, maybe 3 minutes after I dozed off, phone rings. Mr. Parrish, yes, your food is here. This is the front desk. Your food is here. I went down, collected the food. Guy seemed like he's nice enough. He's just a delivery person. Grabbed my food, came upstairs. Nap is ruined. That's over with. And then I got an email from Lokanut. And they said, please let us know how we did. Should I complain or not complain? My instincts are not to complain because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But they did mess up my nap time and I needed it.
I would complain.
You would complain.
And they're asking. I don't ever complain. Right, I don't ever do. I don't typically ever complain. Although I might complain about Delta, but I typically don't complain. But I mean, I wouldn't go off on them, and I'd say love the food as always. But whatever your service thing, however that works, and I had actually done it and it screwed up my nap, and you might want to look at that in the future. Sure, yeah, they're looking for constructive criticism so they can do a better job for the next person. They're not trying to listen. No one's firing someone because they delayed food a little early in this economy. They're lucky to have anyone carrying the food to people, right? So no one's going to lose their job over this. And you're going to have the next napper who is going to have their nap interrupted. You're going to help that person.
I'll be making the world a better place.
Yeah, you'll be making the world a better. Yeah, exactly right. I think you should complain. What did that say? He's a jurist on this.
You could be the juror.
It's tough. You know, I have some DoorDash experience in my life, so I know how these things. I can see it through the eyes of the deliverer.
Let me be clear. It can't possibly, or at least I don't think, it's the delivery person's fault. They just like, hey, the order's ready. Pick it up.
Yeah,
take it where it needs to go.
Take it out. I think you should complain. I mean, I never do that. Like with the whole, if you hang on after a minute after your phone call, would you like to answer a brief survey? No, I don't want to do a survey.
No.
Why would I want to hang on to do a survey? Sometimes I feel like they treat you differently, though. If you say, yes, I'm going to do a survey, then you'll get better treatment before you say it because like the best behavior. So sometimes I hit one if you want to answer a brief survey after we handle your call. I hit one, they handle my call, then I hang up immediately.
Yeah, that's what I. Because you don't want them to like.
I'll stay around for the survey. I just think I've gotten better service because I didn't. Oh, he's not going to answer the question anyway. If I hit two, we'll treat him badly. You know.
As crazy as it might sound, I swear to you, I do the exact same thing. I always tell them, I'll take the survey.
Hang up.
I'll hit one.
Of course,
if you're going to help me, the least I could do.
Use it. You apply that same logic. You apply that exact same logic, thinking that I'm going to. Trick them. Thinking I'm going to do the survey, so I'm going to get first class treatment, and then I'm not going to do the survey.
I always think I'm tricking them. I'm like, of course, I've hit one, and I'm like, of course I'll take your survey. If you're going to help me, the least I could do is return the favor and take your survey. And then they're like, Mr. Parrish, is there anything else we can do for you?
Everyone is like us. We're all hitting one and then hanging up as soon as the thing's done before we get the survey.
We're the most misleading, untrustworthy survey takers in the country. I do the exact same thing. By the way, my Spasta bowl with meatballs, I just looked it up. Here's what it is. Roasted spaghetti squash.
Ooh. Oh, delicious.
With meatballs.
Ooh.
And then they got like some shredded cheese on it. And then like some spices and stuff. You can get it spicy. I really enjoy this place. That's why I didn't want to get anybody in trouble. But if you think I'm going to be making the world a better place by saying, hey, food was great. Delivery person was wonderful. Just got here about an hour earlier than I had scheduled, and it kind of messed up my entire day.
Yeah, just to tell them that. I think you tell them that. By the way, there's while on the subject of healthy food in New York, which, of course, is what I expected to be talking about here, there's a salad place that just went public last week. And Ben, who my son who lives in New York, swears by it. Something Greens, maybe. Are you familiar with this place? It went crazy too. It was like an initial offering price of, you know, 35, and it was selling at 75 by the time. Are you aware? Like it's like a what's the Mexican place where you walk in and they'll serve you? You know, you say I want beans or whatever. What's that place?
The Chipotle, you know, Swankies.
Chipotle. It's like a Chipotle's, but it's salad. And are you familiar with this in New York?
I don't know that one. There is one that used to be right across from where I used to stay, a salad place called Chopped. And you would walk – it's a chain, but we don't have them in Memphis. But you would walk in, and it's like, you know, you pick your salad, and then you pick all your stuff, and they chop it, chop, 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 chop right up in front of you. It's great.
Do you think a salad chain would work in Memphis? No. We don't really – I mean, we have that one place called – what the hell is it called? Beets. But would a chain salad plus place work? If I wanted to get out of the sports writing business and open up a chain salad place somewhere in East Memphis, probably, right? Or maybe out in Cairo. Maybe that's where the rich people are. Rich people who are concerned about their diets. Would it work?
Maybe, but I'd be skeptical. All I know is on Poplar, they built that healthy restaurant one time. And it was like, this is the healthiest place on the planet. I can't remember what it was called. And it was there for about a year, and then they just said
that place, and now they put a Corky's in it.
Yeah, it's like a Central Barbecue now, or whatever it is. Yeah they totally turned it into a barbecue spot.
They have them downtown, too. Yeah. And it's like, screw that. We're going to have another Corky's.
Yeah. The only thing I know that works, that seems to work without exception, and I'd be happy to hear somebody correct me on this, Mexican restaurants. I've never seen a Mexican restaurant close.
Mexican. Well, and the Pancho's just closed.
Well, not that one. I don't mean those.
Well, wait a second. That
you said I was able to help you on this. I just gave you a Mexican restaurant that closed. Pancho's.
Yeah, but closed.
It's moved in. They were a 1950s Mexican restaurant. That's the problem.
Yeah, I just mean like your Guadalajara Grill or whatever. Right, exactly, those things do not close. If you put free chips and salsa on a table, white people are gonna be there for you,
and if you can serve a melted white cheese too, that would be good. That'll help your bottom line.
Like, do you know like any of those sort of fast? I'm not trying to disparage them, but like, you know, fast but nothing special about them. Mexican places, but like they got white cheese dip, and if you want fajitas, they got those. If you need a quesadilla, they got those. Those things don't close.
People like that. I have not known any to close.
I think that's the trick. Just open a bunch of little Mexican restaurants. I did complain about something last week or the week before. I was certain that I should. So I had a and then we'll get to Tiger basketball, I promise. I was in Charleston, South Carolina, and I had a flight coming back home. It was the morning after the North Carolina Charleston game.
Yep.
And I get a Uber or Lyft, one of the two, whichever one could get me, whichever one was closest to me. And, you know, they confirm my ride, and it's like, Sherry will be there in 10 minutes. And I'm like, cool, it's nice outside. I'll just sit here on this bench, you know, click on Instagram, watch some Big Bank challenges, and then Sherry will be here. It'll be fine. And it's like she's 8 minutes away. She's 7 minutes away. You can watch her get close, right, on the app. Yeah. It gets to like she's 2 minutes away, and then she cancels the ride. And I'm like, what in the world? Because now I got to start all over this process, and I'm at risk of maybe missing my flight. So, but like whatever. Maybe it was an emergency. Maybe, I don't know. Okay. I just click and get a new ride. And as I'm waiting on my next ride, I get an email from like Lyft or Uber, whichever one. And they said, please, before we can book you another ride, you have to upload a picture of you wearing a mask. And the reason is because your driver has reported that when you got into the car, you refused to wear a mask.
What the hell?
And I'm like, what?
Why did she do this to you?
I have no doubt. She slandered my reputation. She had let's just say it's Lyft for the sake of the conversation. She had Lyft thinking I'm anti-mask. And I'm like, I'm fully vaccinated, boosted, Team Pfizer, and I'm literally sitting on a bench with a mask on. And I like and I was like, this is crazy. Like not only did I never get into this car, if I would have gotten into the car, like I never even got into the car. She never drove up, nothing. But if she canceled when she was 2 minutes away from me. But if I would have gotten the car, there's no scenario where I would tell a Lyft driver I'm not wearing a mask. Like, what are you talking about? So I had to. It took a while to figure out how I could get in touch with people.
How do you complain to that? Like, is there a little form for that?
Yeah, I went to the website
and
I found. Yeah, I went to the website and I clicked all the places you're supposed to click, and I was able to write. And I give them credit. Again, let's call it Lyft for the sake of the conversation. They responded within 3 minutes, and I was like, I said, listen, it's not the biggest deal in the world. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. But your driver canceled on me. This is not a scenario where I got in her car and then took my mask off and refused to put it back on. That didn't happen. She never got near me. She never drove up to me and saw me without a mask. I didn't get in the car without a mask. Nothing. She canceled on me and then tried to blame it on me. But I did nothing wrong here. I'm not an anti-masker. And they wrote back within seconds, minutes, and they were like, we are sorry. We'll take care of this. And here's like a... you know, they gave me some Lyft credit to use going forward. So they handled, but that's why I'm not going to be labeled incorrectly like that by a Lyft driver.
No, don't be slandered by Lyft.
That's worth a complaint for sure.
That's worth a complaint for sure.
Yeah.
Can't have my reputation among Lyft drivers damaged. I've got nearly a perfect score. I can't have my reputation damaged by a.
Do you have a perfect score?
I think it's actually 4.9 instead of 5.0.
Who gave you a 4?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Other than, like, you know, it could have been late at night and I just fell asleep in the back of their car. I don't know.
So, wait, is it your obligation to keep up a chat with them or something? You know?
I usually get in and I'll talk sometimes.
I chat too, but I don't think you shouldn't be marked down because you fall asleep.
I had one guy one time, like an Uber driver, and it was late at night and I had been out. That's why I was getting an Uber. And, you know, I don't think they know your full name until you get into the car. Or maybe they don't know your full name ever. They just know like Gary or Jeff or Peter or whatever name you're using these days. And I get into the car, and the driver's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm Gary. And he goes, I always figured I was going to have to pick you up at some point. I was like, well, that's a weird thing to say. I got something less than a 5 one time. I couldn't imagine what it could have been, but. My perfect score is damaged forever by that. But I will. Any Uber Lyft drivers out there, if you listen, if you need me to wear a mask in your car, I'm happy to wear a mask in your car. That woman in South Carolina labeled me. She lied. She's a liar. Can't trust her. Tigers are playing tonight here in Brooklyn, New York. The game is against Virginia Tech. And I asked Jason Munz on. He's one of the beat writers earlier. And I said, Penny Hardaway, after Friday night's game, he said, I went with Alex Lomax instead of Earl Timberlake. That's on me. Which is, by the way, not something you usually hear a coach say after a win. Like, I played the wrong guy. I shouldn't have been playing this guy. I should have been playing this guy. And I asked Jason, do you think that could suggest that maybe they're just, if you're admitting you're playing the wrong guy, like maybe not start the wrong guy the following game, do you think there could be a lineup change? And he said, you know, he doesn't know, but certainly puts it in you know, under the things that are possible, you know, heading into tonight's game. Should we see a lineup change, in your opinion? Should Earl Timberlake be in the starting lineup, Alex Lomax not?
I'm going to answer it this way.
Okay.
I think what Penny meant wasn't Earl Timberlake's better point guard than Alex Lomax. I should play him instead of Alex Lomax. I don't think that's what he meant. I think what he meant was the way they were each playing that night, I should not have gone back to A-Lo. I should have stayed with Earl. I think that's what he meant. So for that reason, I think they will go with the same starting line. That would be my prediction. Obviously, we'll see. Should there be, here we are. You know, you change your lineup for this game, like as I said. I would go with probably the same starting lineup, and then have a, you know, if A-Lo starts throwing the ball around, have a short leash, go with Earl Timberlake. I do think they're in a position. Earl has played really badly when he's played badly. And so I think at this point they're in a position where they should play whichever point guard is having the better game.
I think what the more likely scenario tonight is that they're in a tight game. They realize they're in a real game, and Penny will default to what he normally does, which is, I know Alex Lomax. I know his limitations, but I know what he can do in theory, and I think he'll default to that. But I'm at the point where I would try Earl. I'd be done with Alex Lomax. Like, I'm playing anybody. I know what he's been. He's played nearly 90 games at the Division I level. He is what he is. This idea of if Alex Lomax can get better, like, what are we talking about? Like, he is what he is. And so, like, I would go with anything. Remember, they didn't tap into Boogie Ellis can play this position last season until they had no choice.
Until Alex got hurt, really.
Right.
Alex got hurt.
And then they got better when he got hurt. That's undeniable. With your eyeballs, computer numbers, they got better when he wasn't available. I would make him not available. I mean, I know, like, foul trouble injuries, maybe you got to go to him. I'd make him unavailable. And just, you know, hey, maybe Earl Timberlake's not perfect, but we know what Alex Lomax is, and we're trying to get something better than that. And you'll never find something better than that unless you keep looking for it.
Well, I wonder with the whole approach we pointed out yesterday, Penny says these things like we sub too much or whatever else. Will his approach to this game be informed by the things he's now said, including the A-Lo thing? You know, wow, my bad. I went back to A-Lo. Went with what I know. Okay. Well, is he going to change? My bad. I sub too much. Is he not going to sub as much? And by the way, John Martin brought up an interesting question here. Because it's not, he did shorten the rotation in the second half, but he did it by taking out Josh Minot. Is that really the way you wanted to shorten the rotation? You know, you're still playing Jaden and Malcolm, but you're not playing Josh Minot. What's interesting is I do think these next couple games are going to frame the way we start thinking about the season quite extensively. In other words, if they lose one or both, I think there will be a lot of second guessing. And when people said, "Well, Penny's got to win this year," well, that's what they mean. They don't mean that he's got to win or get fired. He's got to win, or else people are going to start saying, "What the hell are you doing, Penny?" Right? But if they win them both, it'll be like, "Yeah, hey, what Penny's doing is working." I think there's a fair amount at stake in terms of how we are talking about this program, you know, after the weekend, and how people, not just we, people around the country are talking about this program, depending on what happens tonight and Friday.
Yeah, to answer your initial question, I would not play the players he's playing at the expense of Josh Minot. Everybody agrees he's one of your more talented, interesting players. I'd want to tap into that. I'm not a big fan of keeping your most talented players on the bench and your obviously less talented players on the court, unless it is so obvious that despite the lack of talent, they really help you be a better basketball team. I don't think there's any evidence, literally no evidence, that suggests Alex Lomax helps you be a better basketball team. And I'm skeptical that there's any evidence that suggests Jaden Hardaway makes you a better basketball team. And right now, Alex Lomax is averaging 20 minutes per game, and Jaden Hardaway is averaging 15 minutes per game. I would probably take those minutes and give them to somebody else. I mean, Chandler Lawson, He was a rotation player for back-to-back outright Pac-12 championship teams. I know he's done nothing this season, but he's barely played. I just refuse to think a guy can be a rotation player on back-to-back outright Pac-12 championship teams that went to the NCAA tournament, but he can't play for this team. That doesn't make any sense. I'm not in the gym with them. I should say that up front. But that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think these questions will be, there will be a searing hot light on Penny Hardaway if he comes away unsuccessful from this trip to New York.
I talked to Jason Munns earlier, like I said, and one of the things I asked him is, you know, this thing can go a variety of ways. 2-0 with wins over Virginia Tech and Xavier, that would be the best case scenario, because that's 2-0 with two wins over teams that are, you know, both ranked in the top 30 at KenPom. Another way would be beat Virginia Tech, then knock out Iowa State after it upset Xavier. Another way it could go is lose to Virginia Tech, then beat Iowa State. Lose to Virginia Tech, then beat Xavier. A lot of different options. What is disaster? I think that's obvious, 0-2. What is acceptable? Like, if you beat Virginia Tech, lose to Xavier, is that cool? If you lose to Virginia Tech but then beat Iowa State, is that fine? Where do you set the bar for it's time to panic when we're on the air Monday? Everything's fine, if not slightly disappointing, on Monday. Or, woohoo, this team really has programmed, turned a corner under Penny Hardaway, and we've got a legitimate top 10 team here.
Anything other than 2-0 is disappointing, is affirmatively disappointing. Doesn't make it a disaster. Either one of those 1-1s will be, and you can have, you can shape them differently to make them more attractive, you know, whatever. You know, beat Virginia, it's not a disaster. It's disappointing. Even then, it's disappointing. You have an opportunity. You're trying to get, you have a roster here that you won't get every damn year, and seeding matters, and that's why these early season games matter. And furthermore, you may not have any postseason next year, depending on what happens, you know, with the Wiseman case. So anything other than 2-0 is disappointing. It's not cataclysmic. You know, 0-2 is a disaster, and any 1-1 is okay. You can you know, go ahead, win tonight, lose the next game in close fashion. That's fine. But it would still be disappointing. That's my view. Anything, this is a year where anything other than 2-0, given the limited opportunities you have, is going to be disappointing. Is that wrong?
No, that's right. I mean, yes, by definition, it would be disappointing. If you play Virginia Tech and Xavier, you will be favored in both games. They're 3.5-point favorites tonight, and Virginia Tech, earlier I called both Virginia Tech and Xavier top 30 KenPom teams. That's technically untrue. Xavier's 33rd. So you got two top 35 KenPom teams. Virginia Tech's at 26, Xavier's at 33. You'll be favored over both of those teams. So if you lose any, and obviously they'll be favored over Iowa State if they have to play them. So if they lose any game in Brooklyn over the next 3 days, they will have, by definition, lost a game they were not supposed to lose. So that is disappointing by definition. They, I think, you know, 1-1, you don't have to start asking big questions. You know, Xavier is good. Virginia Tech is good. You're probably, if you lose to one of them, losing to a fellow NCAA tournament team. But 0-2 is, as you put it, cataclysmic. 1-1 is, like, disappointing, but, well, let's figure it out. And 2-0 is what they should be. They should come back home 2-0 in Brooklyn with a 6-0 record, and it would be a 6-0 record over presumably, you know, three top 100 KenPom teams featuring two wins over top 35 KenPom teams. That should be, that obviously is the goal, and it should be what is expected. Before I let you go, how are you spending Thanksgiving? What's your Thanksgiving plans?
Well, so I was going to stay in Buffalo for Thanksgiving. I'm going to cover both of these games from TV. I didn't go to New York, and so I'm going to write about them. But I was going to do it from Buffalo, having seen my boys at my mom's memorial service. But because Peter was exposed to the virus, he very responsibly did not come to the memorial service and was instead flying directly to Memphis, which is a whole other story. But he is going to get there. And so I am driving back, and I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with my ex, Julie, and the boys, and her fiancé, and her brother-in-law and sister, and brother and sister-in-law, and et cetera, like that, in Memphis, in Midtown Memphis. I'm going to be gathered around the table, and there will be a turkey, and then I'm going to hope the Bills win.
Do your boys appreciate or understand that they should appreciate, like, how cool it is that you and their mother can get along and, like, you can actually sit down and have a meal with her and her fiancé?
I don't know that they – I mean, the truth of the matter is, I think they – this is what I really – like, we have a pretty good divorce, but I feel, you know, every time you say that, like, I'm friends, you know, and I'm speaking of things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for that, right, that she is, you know, that we have this. But any times I tell someone, yeah, well, we're friends, and they say, well, that's great. Evan says, that's great. Evan says that. And I say, yeah, that is great, but it would be better if we – I don't mean this like we are better apart. I really do believe that. But it would be better had we been in the same house, and it really would have been. Like, my kids, I think they do think it's good, and they appreciate that we get along the way we do, and they don't have to, like, juggle feelings or sides or anything like that. They never have to, what am I going to tell mom that I'm not going to tell dad, or what am I going to, you know, oh, can I you know, can I be, they won't be in the same place together. I think they do appreciate that. But I also think, like, they spent, I remember you talking about the holidays, and the holidays were never that much fun because you used to have to go back and forth. Even if your parents are getting along, like, it's inconvenient, and it's inconvenient for kids to grow up. My kids grew up going 1 week at my house and 1 week at Julie's house, and then you forget crap, and then you go back to the other house. Like, I think they're probably more aware how much of a pain in the ass that was rather than how nice it is that we actually get along. We don't just get along. We're actual friends, and I really do appreciate that, and I credit her a lot for that. But life is easier. And I tell this to people. Heck, I've had friends who recently talked to me about, you know, troubled marriages. I'm not saying stay in an awful marriage, but if you can figure it out, life is easier if you can figure it out.
Yeah, like, it's interesting. There was an interview with Kanye West a few weeks ago, and he obviously says a lot of wild things. But the one moment where he, like, seemed like a normal person, like somebody other than him, they were talking about his, you know, pending divorce. And now, like, his ex-wife is dating somebody else, and he's just been spotted with other women. But he said, our kids want their parents to be together. And so if we can work this out, I would like to work it out. If I could get my family back together, I would like to get my family back together. Yeah. And then, of course, she was out with Pete Davidson, like, the next, you know, weekend. So good luck. But like, it seemed like a very normal, he didn't say a lot of normal people things. But it seemed like a very normal person thing. Like, yeah, my wife and I have problems and disagreements and issues, but our kids would really like their parents to be together. And if we could do that, that would be a really nice thing. And I think that is fundamentally true. Like, I agree with you. If you're in a terrible marriage, you shouldn't stay in it. But if there's a way to work through issues, it's probably not the worst thing in the world to give it your best shot.
It doesn't sound like it's going to work out for them, though.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, and plus, that shouldn't be the only motivation. It shouldn't be my kids, but my kids. So I'll be like that. I don't believe in that. Like, I do think, you know, there's still enough here. We can fix this between us, and the kids would like it. I mean, but it sounds like Pete is reaping the benefit of this now.
Yeah, Pete. Once Pete Davidson gets in the middle of it, you got a little bit of a problem. But we'll
I really like Pete. We've discussed this before, but, like, I was watching the Walking in Staten thing that they did from this past week. I like Pete. It's impossible not to like Pete. He's adorable.
Like, people, I hear all the time people say, man, how does he do what he does? And by that, they mean get Ariana Grande and Kim Kardashian and so on. It's easy to see. Tall.
Funny.
Thin.
Kind of injured.
Famous. Damaged. He's got real tragedy in his life.
Rich. Damaged. Famous.
He's got real tragedy in his life, so you can take care of him. And then... Yeah. This is another one that I think works for him perfectly. Totally self-deprecating. Like, totally acts like every time he's with one of these beautiful actresses or models, he's the one to go joke about himself. He doesn't need you to do it. There's nothing you can say about him that he hasn't already said about himself. Like when he was on Howard Stern talking about dating Ariana Grande, and Howard Stern was like, Mike, man, how did you get? He's like, I know. I feel like I won a game show or something. Like, I know I don't deserve this. I think that works for him too. Like, he's totally self-deprecating. Like, he checks all the boxes. He doesn't check all the boxes.
He checks all the boxes.
He checks a lot of them. It makes and now, yeah, so that's going to be a problem for Kanye and Kim's kids, but I'll let them figure it out. I'll just read about it on TMZ whenever they update their story. Enjoy Thanksgiving. I'll see you.
Get some sleep.
I'll do my best. That delivery person really messed up my nap time, Bennett.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I'll be all right.
Good.
What's the worst? What's the worst thing?
Take it easy on him. It's Thanksgiving week.
What's the worst thing that could happen? I could fall asleep tonight live on television?
That would probably not be great.
Yeah, that's not the worst thing that could happen, but it'd certainly go into the list of bad things that could happen. I'll just drink coffee all night, and it'll be fine. I'm sure everything will be fine. Grizzlies are playing inside FedEx Forum tonight. Raptors are in town. We'll talk about that next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. What would you do with an extra 10, 15, maybe $20,000 extra dollars in the bank? I guarantee you can think of a bunch of things, and if you want to get that money, the best way to do it, get in touch with the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty when you decide to sell your home. He's an experienced and effective agent who's got the best marketing strategy. He's somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible. So next time you are thinking about selling your home, that's who you want to get in touch with. The phone number is 901-461-8147, 461-8147. With Josh Hysall, there are flexible fees, no upfront cost, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. Give him a call, 461-8147. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. It's Josh Hysall. On the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysall.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's up? Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Cooper Systems in the Memorial Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. I've been telling you about them for a long time now, more than a decade. It is a local family-owned business here in Memphis. It's the place to go for all of your computer needs because there are some real advantages to shopping at Cooper Systems. First and foremost, they have a large selection of new, refurbished, custom-built computers and gaming PCs, all at super low prices. I'm talking about brands like Dell, Apple, HP, Lenovo, Asus, and more. They provide excellence in customer service and technical support. They even have in-home delivery and setup. So if you're considering ordering a new computer online or buying from some big box store, think again. Don't do that. Cooper Systems has been here nearly 30 years. Use them. At Cooper Systems, you're going to be treated like a valued customer. You're going to enjoy tremendous overall experience. So from start to finish, just understand that no one in town is going to be able to do better for you than Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. The number is 901-360-9679. It's Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com. Grizzlies back inside FedEx Forum tonight. Raptors are in town. Raptors are 8-10. Grizzlies 9-8. So the Grizzlies trying to improve to 2 games above .500. They are listed as a 3-point favorite. And this game will happen one day after the debut of Ja Morant's first Nike commercial. And this wasn't just something that was popping around on Twitter and Facebook yesterday. That commercial was airing on television last night. Like, I saw it on ESPN, I believe, during the Gonzaga-UCLA game. Earlier today, Ja Morant was asked about it. Story is at DailyMemphian.com from the beat writer Drew Hill. Here's what Ja said. He said, "When I watched it for the first time, the commercial, I was excited, happy, and emotional. A lot went into it. It was my first ever Nike commercial. My dad was in it. Moneybagg Yo was in it. There were a lot of people behind the scenes to make it happen. It was definitely big time. I'm extremely blessed and thankful for everything that is happening in my life right now. It's an honor for me to be on a commercial for Nike and for Memphis as a whole, just to bring some light to the city right now." If you haven't seen the commercial, it's everywhere on social media. Really well done. Features Ja Morant, but it's also a Memphis commercial. It's not just a Ja Morant commercial. It's a Memphis commercial. And it's unsurprising that it would mean that much to Ja Morant, because that is, you know, not every NBA player, not even every really good NBA player, reaches a level where you get commercials made by Nike about you. But Ja Morant is there already, and I'm sure there's many more to come. Be back with Dinner to Go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
Melissa Cookson is a 7-time barbecue world champion. You should know that by now, but here's the new news. She's soon going to be opening the Barbecue All-Stars Barbecue Superstore. It's going to be in South Haven. It's going to be a 12,000-square-foot building filled with grills, smokers, sauces, seasonings, anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. They're going to have Big Green Eggs, Primo Grills, Grill Islands, drum smokers, just a huge selection of anything and everything. And check this out. A section of the store is going to be dedicated to cooking classes, including a large area for in-person cooking classes with broadcast and recording capabilities. These classes are going to be taught by local chefs, different barbecue personalities, and it's going to cover a wide variety of subjects, such as making sausage, grilling, smoking a whole meal, and even
how to make sushi. The address is 875 Goodman Road. 875 Goodman Road. It's in South Haven Commons, and it's scheduled to open a little later on this month. So keep an eye out for it. It's the Barbecue All-Stars Barbecue Superstore. You can learn more right now at thebarbecueallstars.com. That's thebbqallstars.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on Tiger basketball. Biggest game of the season so far is tonight. Memphis, Virginia Tech in New York, inside Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Tip-off scheduled for a little after 8:30. You're going to be able to watch it on ESPN2. Both teams are undefeated. Neither team has really been tested. Tigers find themselves as 3.5-point favorites. Obviously, they got to take better care of the ball. They enter this game, Memphis does, with an offensive turnover percentage of 27.2. It ranks 353rd in the country. You can turn it over like that against St. Louis, Western Kentucky, and other bad-slash-mediocre teams and get away with it if you're as great as Memphis is defensively and as talented as Memphis is. I don't think you can get away with that against Virginia Tech in what will be a lower possession game probably. So Memphis is going to have to take care of the ball. That'll be the story tonight. Again, tip-off at 8:30. Looking forward to it.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
With all due respect to Raptors-Grizzlies, there's 82 NBA regular season games. You don't even get half of that in college basketball. So Memphis-Virginia Tech is the biggest game for our purposes. Memphis, like I said, is listed as a 3.5-point favorite. Both teams undefeated. Big Bet Bennett, what do you think?
Tigers got to get this one. I'm a roll with my team. I'm going to roll with the Tigers.
You're going to lay the 3.5-point against the reigning ACC Coach of the Year, Mike Young. That's interesting.
Yes, I am. You know what? Imani Bates didn't have a great game in the last one. I think Imani Bates in Brooklyn tonight, I think he shows out.
Big Bet Bennett is predicting a big game from Imani Bates and a Tiger win by at least 4 points. It's number 9 Memphis against Virginia Tech, combined records 9-0. 8:30 tip, ESPN2.
What should I watch on TV?
I'll be in studio all night for CBS Sports Network, so you can watch that if you want. Then at 8 o'clock, whether you're watching us or not, you got a Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving special, 2-hour show on NBC. It's going to highlight Thanksgiving sketches from years past. So if you're into SNL Thanksgiving-themed sketches, tonight is a great night for you. 8 o'clock, 2-hour special. It's on NBC.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, my colleague David Cobb, CBSSports.com, wrote last night about Gonzaga's destruction of UCLA, about the Zags identifying themselves already as the clear-cut number one team in America. So if you haven't read that yet, go find it, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, obviously, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow and Black Friday on Friday. So, like everybody else, at least everybody else at 92.9 FM ESPN, I'm going to be out for the next couple of days. Won't talk to you again until Monday. By then, here's some questions. Will Memphis football be bowl eligible? Will Memphis basketball still be undefeated? Will the Grizzlies still be above 500? And then next week, Penny's Tigers, they got 2 games against SEC schools. First Georgia, then Ole Miss. So there's going to be a lot going on when we return after the holiday. Looking forward to it already. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'm going to enjoy mine. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And let's meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.